Hello.
Hey, Jonathan, this is Catherine calling from Legacy Insurance. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. Michael had mentioned that you had called in earlier just to let us know that you purchased a new vehicle yesterday.
Yep.
Congratulations on that. And then you traded in your 1992 Camry?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I'm just adding your new vehicle to the policy. And then Michael did also mention that you had just reached out to GEICO to get a temporary, I guess, policy with them on the new car. Is that right?
Yeah, I had to do that before I drove it off a lot.
Okay. Just so you know, for the future, anytime that you buy a new vehicle, it will actually automatically apply to your current insurance policy. You have about 30 days to notify us.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, all good. I know, especially at the dealership, it gets, you know, you're there for a long amount of time and, you know, there's just a lot of components. So I understand that. But just, you know, for your future note, you would already be all good. Do you have your GEICO number available? We would be happy to cancel that on your behalf.
I do not. I do not have it available. I'm sure that if you wanted to give them my number or name or something, they could do it.
Yeah, so really all that we would need will be that policy number, and then we could definitely handle that on your behalf.
Okay, they actually sent me an email, so I probably have it. Hold up.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, it's 604-930-4055.
Okay, awesome. And then just to repeat that back, I have 604-930-4055.
Yeah, 604-930-4055.
Perfect. Okay, great. Cool. So we will cancel that on your behalf. Actually, we'll see if we can just retroactivate it so that it never applied, just because we'll get your new vehicle added to your policy as of yesterday.
Cool.
And then, Jonathan, do you by chance have that VIN number in front of you for your new car?
I can go out in the driveway and get it.
Okay. I just want to verify it. The one that Michael had listed did have a digit inverted with a number, so I just want to make sure we have the right one in here for you.
A digit inverted with a number, is that?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's
like
just
the
a theory. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it looks weird.
Yeah. I think that was actually, let me just confirm that. That was the missed letter. We have an X, like X-ray, but our system wants it to be an 8 and not like the number.
I got you. Let me find it on paper.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. It is an 8. It is on the car. I just read the VIN off the car, and I don't know why they wrote it like that, but it's KL8CA6SA8MC716550.
Okay, perfect. That is what we have here then. So that is wonderful. Thank you for confirming that. And then you are going to be the primary driver of this new car?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, great. And then are you still commuting to work?
Yeah.
Okay. And for all of your vehicles, none of them actually have comprehensive or collision on them. Is that something that you would want to add on your new car?
I just want the bare minimum, that you guys allow or the state allows, whatever that is for. I know that a new car, you need full coverage.
Okay, so let me just double check here. Okay, so for the new car, would you want to start at $500 deductible for comprehensive and collision?
What's the price between the $500 deductible and $1,000?
Yeah, let's see here. Just one moment. Okay, so for a $500 deductible, it is going to be Now, I do apologize. My system, of course, is being a little bit nitpicky just because I see here that your renewal is approaching. So it's getting a little bit confused when it comes to the billing.
Yeah, it is approaching. I got a thing in the mail saying it was approaching, but I haven't gotten a bill yet.
Yeah, I can confirm that for you as well. I believe that your bill is actually your setup for the automatic payment plan, so it should be automatically deducted from your payment option.
Okay, like the full year, month, or what?
Let me see here what you're set up on. Just one moment. Okay, yes. So you are set up on the annual payment plan for the whole year.
Okay. Well, let's drop the Camry off of it and put the Spark on and find out what the price is going to be.
Figure
it out from there.
So it's actually not a big difference at all. It looks like with the $1,000 deductible, it will be at $9 that we would need from you. And then if we have $500 deductible, it would be an increase of $17 that we would need from you for until your renewal point.
I got you.
And also, I'm not sure if you're... Okay. And that's, still a good option. I'm not sure if you are aware of this, but we do offer a diminishing deductible feature. So that just means if you and Kiana, is that your wife's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that just means that if you and Kiana have no tickets or accidents for the next year, at your renewal point next year, then your deductible will actually decrease by $100. So, it will continue to go down if your driving history remains just really doing really well.
Okay.
And then for this full coverage, roadside assistance will also be unlimited. So that just means, obviously if you need a tow or if you lock your keys in your car, we'll have somebody come out to you and then you'll be reimbursed if you have to pay on site.
And how much is that?
That's actually included, so it's not okay. An additional. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I'm just making this update here. Okay. And then would you like us to bill your account ending in the 5568 with your Apple Federal Credit Union?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, so you are all set. At this point, what we're going to do is we will send you out a temporary ID card for your new 2021 vehicle. And then from there, we will also cancel, we'll try to retroactivate your GEICO policy just so that it never really took place. And then we will be able to send you a quick follow-up email just letting you know that that did happen and is handled.
I got you. And how much is it going to cost me to insure the Spark? And how much is my annual going to be with it on there?
Yeah, sure. So for the remainder of this year, it's going to be $9 to add it. Obviously, we only have half a month left here. And then I'm going to update here for your renewal. Just one moment. Okay, and at the renewal, your premium will be $1,566.
Gotcha. All right. When is my renewal day or date?
The renewal date is going to be on January 31st.
Okay.
Okay, right. Great.
And I guess it'll just pull the money out of my bank that day?
Exactly. That it is scheduled currently for January 31st to be withdrawn.
Okay. And GEICO, what do they do? They send me a check back or what?
Yeah. So what we'll do is, do you know, did you pay like just for 1 month or did you pay a 6 month term?
1 month.
1 month? Okay, perfect. So we will definitely be able to email you once we cancel your policy with them effectively and then just let you know what the balance that they will be sending you back. Normally, if you paid by a credit card, they'll typically issue it back to the card. But sometimes if you did use your bank account, I believe that they will also reimburse it back to the bank account. But they'll let us know and then... Oh, okay. Yeah. Then yes. I do believe that it should be issued back to your card and usually, you know, within that maybe 3 to 5 business day time span.
Okay.
Okay. Have I answered all of your questions today, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call. And if you do have any other questions, please just feel free to reach out.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again. Have a great day.
You too. One more question. Just a Spark by itself, how much is the insurance for me monthly?
Ooh, that's a good question. So all of your vehicles would need to be on the same payment plan. So with the annual payment, you are built-in annual discount. That's usually about a 7% built-in discount.
Okay. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
We're good. Thank you, though.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Well, thanks again, Jonathan. And, you know, if you do have any other questions, just don't hesitate to call.
I got you.
Okay. Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.